Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a Tuesday morning, and the first Tuesday of the month means we're getting an update on Manhattan City government going-ons. We've got a city meeting tonight, 7 p.m. at City Hall, and our regular guests are joining us here today via Zoom. We have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear joining us from his office out at City Hall. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Brandon.
And got Wynn Butler, Mayor Wynn Butler, joining us from Arkansas. Is that right?
Yep, that's where I'm at for a few more hours, and then I'm heading back up to Manhattan.
Quite the drive back home.
Morning. Yep.
be here just in time for the City Commission meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Tell listeners what you're doing down there in Arkansas.
Oh, I've got a 15-year-old grandson who pitches on the high school baseball team in Bentonville, the Wolverines. So we came down to catch a couple of his games, and they had one last night. So we stayed. Otherwise, we'd have left yesterday. But
very cool.
So it's a lot of fun to watch that. You know, kids grow up awful fast.
Absolutely, they do. Yep. And I'm glad you got an opportunity to do that and see him pitch. And that's quite the drive down there. And thank you for sharing that with us here. Lots of stuff going on here in the city business, and might just kind of start with some of the stuff we're seeing here around town. We got, of course, the meeting at 7 o'clock tonight here, but Mr. Fear, if you wouldn't mind just kind of giving us an update on some of the projects we're seeing here. A lot of progress going on, a lot of orange cones here, and I guess that's kind of typical this time of year.
There are, of course, we're trying to get a jump on things early because a lot of those projects are really big. I guess I'll lead off with some things that weather cooperating that are planned, and I think you'll probably have been getting some news releases. So I think it's either today or tomorrow, weather permitting, the contractor working for the state of Kansas on Fort Riley Boulevard plans to close off Poliska Lane and make that tie-in to Poliska Lane on the new westbound roadway on the Wildcat Creek Bridge segment there that they're replacing. And so they'll get that tie-in done. And then that'll take probably a couple of weeks, maybe a little bit more. Again, weather will have an impact, but I think later than this month, after that tie-in gets done, they'll plan to move traffic over to those new lanes. So it's been head-to-head on the eastbound lanes that have been pretty rough. So they'll get that traffic will get transferred over to those westbound lanes head to head. And there's a little bit of other work that gets done as part of that transition. And then they'll start working on the rest of the bridge. So you might recall that those two were independent bridges across the streamway, as that originally that was a two-lane road, then it was made four-lane. And so the new bridge is all one bridge, and there'll actually be some turning lanes on the bridge that will allow for that turn onto Poliska. So that project's been going pretty well. Lots of some work there at the intersection of Rose and Cutter and Fort Riley Boulevard intersection as well. So I know I guess the exciting thing about that is it's the halfway point. Hopefully the rest of the project will go smoother. And I think the original projection was for that to be done towards the end of the year. And we'll hope that that situation continues. So that's a big one. Another one we've got coming up, of course, we're doing quite a bit of work in Aggieville. We've got 14th Street. Some work coming up there. We've had the message boards out there warning folks. So I think Thursday they're planning to close the intersection of 14th and Laramie. Of course, we've had Laramie closed for some time as we're reconstructing it there by the parking garage that's under construction in Aggieville. There's underground utilities that need to be replaced and the prep work that needs to happen for eventually that to be signalized. And that'll be closed for several weeks. There'll be a detour encouraging folks that use 14th a lot to you'll be able to come in from the north just a little bit to access some of those businesses, the convenience store, Burger King, that sort of thing. But if you want to get through and go around, you have to, we encourage you to use 17th Street, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, or Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, and access points, and then come back up 14th Street from the south to access those areas and other parts. So that's another change that's going to happen. Trying to get some of that work out of the way so we can get most of that work accomplished by the end of the summer before school starts back up again. Let's see what else we got. We got work continuing out on Kimball and College. So the striping contractor's been getting that down. That's why there's still a lot of orange cones there. There'll be some of the landscaping will be going in this month and a little bit of next month as we get tree planting, sod, irrigation. And so some of those lanes, especially next to the curb, will probably continue to be closed off periodically to give that contractor room to work on those right of ways. So, as soon as that's done, we should be able to get that traffic all open back up again. Then the project out on West Kimball Avenue there at Candlewood, contractors working on, we're putting in another storm drain under the roadway that feeds over to Seco Park. And so they're working, they've got lane traffic down to head-to-head in two lanes in the westbound lane as we're going to replace not only that storm sewer, but rebuild the entire roadway, similar to what we did with Browning east of Seth Child back in 2019. So they'll be working on that. And then once they get that done, they'll switch the traffic back over on the new part and do the north side, which has more storm sewer work there along that concrete ditch goes away. And then there's a new entrance to the Candlewood Shopping Center with a three-quarter entrance off of Kimball Avenue. So those are some of the big ones. Kirkwood Drive out there by Eisenhower Middle School and our Eisenhower Recreation Center. That's going along well. That should be done early summer as we look to tie that in conjunction with that rec center opening probably sometime in June or July. We'll have to wait and see. I know there's still some supply material and COVID is impacting shipments of materials and equipment. So in a lot of our projects certainly having some impact on pricing as some of those projects were bidding as well in materials. I think that's affecting everybody. So those are some of the things coming up later this summer. We'll have another Kimball project. So this is the project that'll be between North Manhattan and Denison on the curve section where the livestock overhead crossing is. That project right now is scheduled to be bid in June. So we're probably looking at sometime in July, maybe late July, early August start date. And that'll be a one-year closure. That roadway will be closed completely with the idea that we can get that project done. There's a lot of work to do there. Take that overhead structure down to widen the roadway, rebuild it, wider lanes, turning lanes, medians, all of those things to make that section safer. We got a $4.5 million state grant to help us with that from KDOT. And with the thought that we've done a lot of the work on the perimeter, so the work we did with Riley County out on Marlette and Denison, and then of course the college to provide some different access points to be able to get into campus. So the goal is to have that project bid this summer and then completed before football of 22. The other Kimball project that's slated to occur is there the next phase going to the east from the West Stadium football entrance down past Grain Science with a new intersection there. There's a back frontage road that will connect to North College. north of the intersection of College and Kimball and runs back across to Green Science. So one of the big project improvements is to close a lot of those driveways along Kimball Avenue on the north side, a lot of those ag entrances. And so and build this frontage road is a big part of that safety improvement. So we anticipate that project will also bid later this summer. And then the focus will be to work on that frontage road during football season. And then as soon as football is over, then that project will also have lane closures similar to what it was for this project to be working. So a lot of work to come. We have all of our other maintenance activities, both contract work, guest work going on Reef continuing there. They're making great progress on that project between Anderson and Dickens. They're focused right now on that Dickens to Claflin stretch. The Claflin to Anderson stretch is open. So there'll be a lot of orange cones coming to a neighborhood near you to help with some of the improvements, both from our own crews and contract crews.
Well, it's interesting with that project on Kimball. So for the 21 football season, we're looking at probably a different detoured entrance into the stadium. Probably, I'm guessing, up on Marlette or something.
Yes. So as far as you're coming from the east, part of the, instead of coming across Kimball, we're going to, most of the traffic will try to be encouraged to come Marlette and then either come Denison if you're going to park on the east side or come College if you're going to park on the west side.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I'm sure we'll have a lot more details coming up this summer about that. All right, lots of stuff going on, and that's a sign of progress. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll take a look at some of the other activities going on here tonight at the City Commission meeting. We're speaking with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler on KMAN.